Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Got to see if we can help George out today. He wants to know what happened with Nora. So let's get his side of things first. Hey, George, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're good. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay. So you want to know what happened with Nora. So why don't you tell us so far? She's not calling you back, I take it?
Yeah, it's been like a week, maybe 2 weeks since we last spoke.
Okay. Hmm. Any idea why that's happening? Why she's ghosting you?
Well, yeah, I mean, on the date, I tried to make the first move, and she kind of wasn't really having it.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, how so? What kind of move did you make, and what wasn't she having of it?
So, I kind of went in for a kiss, and she just turned her head and let me kiss her on the cheek.
Well, it doesn't sound like a very good sign. I'm surprised that you're wondering what happened.
But the thing is, I thought the rest of the date went really well. Like, we had a lot of fun up until that moment, and then I'm hoping that didn't, like, ruin the whole thing.
Okay, so it could have been too much too soon.
Yeah.
Could be that. And maybe she did have a good time the rest of the time. That's what you're hoping for right now, anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try and track her down, see if she'll tell us what's going on, tell us what happened, and find out if you're right or not, okay?
All right.
More of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt continues.
So was Nora just a bit overwhelmed? Well, we'll get her side of things. That's coming up in about 8 minutes.
Still trying to convince our folks that this is a legit job.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.